Chapter 48, Inside Information. The admission that the intestines of children with autism are significantly different than those without it was slow to come. Despite parents' insistence that the two were linked, scientists were initially reluctant to revisit the claims made by the 13 Royal Free Hospital physicians and the parents of the children they treated. With more and more people asserting they had seen their son or daughter simultaneously develop gastrointestinal issues alongside their autism, studies began to gain funding, this time without any troublesome references to vaccines. Other scientists began to look specifically at the microbiota of those with autism compared with neurotypical children. They found significant differences in the composition of the microbes that populated their intestines, observations which, like the Lancet paper, have been replicated many times over. Additionally, the severity of autism coincided with the amount of differences observed in their gut flora. With other neurological illnesses exhibiting similar connections, the existence of an invisible connection between the gut and brain began to appear undeniable. The belief in a link between the intestines and brain is not new and was theorized as early as the 2nd century AD. As interest in the gut-brain axis grew, scientists realized that they could affect the mental states of their test subjects simply by manipulating the contents of their intestines. In one experiment, researchers examined the behavioral differences of normal mice compared to those who had been raised in a completely germ-free environment. The germ-free mice showed lower levels of anxiety and an impaired stress response, so marked of a decrease that their natural survival instincts were nearly non-existent. Additional studies were able to manipulate neurological phenomenon, anxiety, depression, even disorders like obesity, in test subjects by manipulating their microbiome with antibiotics, probiotics, or fecal transplants. As it turns out, there are several different channels through which the gut and brain can communicate. If someone experiences extreme stress, the lining of the intestines can physically change and leak microbes into the bloodstream that would normally stay within the gut. It was assumed that the brain of someone within the throes of a fight-or-flight response directed these changes through the vagus nerve, an essential cranial nerve which emanates from the brainstem and extends all the way into the intestines. But more recent research has begun to reveal a bidirectional flow of communication. Because of this, it has become popular to suggest components of the fight-or-flight response originate within the gut as much as the brain. The truth is, there is much left to be understood about the mysterious connection between the two. The initial association suggested in the Lancet publication began to be explored, as it not only provided hope the origins of autism could be unlocked, but the cause of Crohn's disease and other gastrointestinal disorders as well. While some studies found evidence of measles virus within the inflamed intestinal tissue of those with autism, others were unable to replicate this result, the predictable outcome of a complex disorder with at least several possible causes. The gut-brain relationship interests those who study autism through its potential to modulate neurological symptoms. Because researchers were able to lessen the negative effects of anxiety and depression in mice simply through manipulating the gut microbiota, it stood to reason that if children with autism showed signs of gastrointestinal issues, their neurological problems might also improve. So, parents began to experiment with dietary changes, the addition of probiotics, and a number of other modifications. Fortunately, many children have experienced significant improvements through these protocols, not only through the lessening of inflammation within their guts, but profound neurological alterations. For reasons not completely understood, gluten intolerance appears to be one of the more common autism-associated gut issues. For parents of autistic children also diagnosed with celiac disease, the removal of gluten from their diet can sometimes provide significant recovery from both intestinal and autistic symptoms. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. There are many children for whom dietary changes appear to offer little help. They may be experiencing intestinal inflammation, but despite heroic efforts coming from the kitchens and hearts of those who care for them, nothing seems to work. For others, intense efforts to reduce stress and anxiety in their child's life are later echoed in their gut, obvious through the effects of better digestion and less stomach pain. The bidirectional flow of signaling within the gut-brain axis needs more understanding and is the source of much guesswork on those who labor so diligently to understand the changes that will help and those which won't. Despite the presence of aluminum, a possible factor in intestinal inflammation, autism was seldom associated with gut disorders until after the MMR shot was introduced. A measles shot alone may be capable of causing intestinal problems, but even that appeared to cause few issues until it was combined with the mumps and rubella vaccines. The interplay amongst the three is far too complex and unstudied to warrant speculation, but it is obvious that something unique is happening with the shot that urgently needs exploration. Despite epidemiological studies showing there to be no link between autism and the MMR vaccine, the association remains, both from the accounts of parents who witnessed their children's decline and from other scientists who attempt to avoid controversy by studying similar neurological disorders associated with the shot. Regardless, the rates of autism had been on a slow but steady incline even in the decade after the MMR vaccine was introduced. In the late 1980s, something would happen. A significant change to federal law in the United States, which may have inadvertently initiated a sequence of events that would culminate in an explosion of the disorder, which had been so foreign to Dr. Lee O'Connor nearly 50 years earlier.